3. Office hours. Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Hi there, Professor Martin. Do you have a minute?
Sure, Jane. How's everything going?
Good. I read that article you suggested on waterway restoration. It was really interesting. I think that the work those environmental scientists are doing to clean up polluted streams and rivers is very impressive and needed. I just had no idea they had the technology to remove so many chemical contaminants.
Oh, glad you enjoyed it. The river project that article talked about uses cutting-edge technology. It's all still very new, but I think a lot of people will be adopting that technology in the coming years to clean up other waterways.
You know how the other day in class you were talking about how students should try and get some hands-on experience if they want to go into the environmental science field?
Yes, I always encourage my students to do that. I can't overemphasize the value of practical experience for any future career, be it in environmental science or some other field.
Well, I think you convinced me to give it a try. The thing is, how do I actually get hands-on experience? It's not like environmental companies and organizations are willing to hire college sophomores.
Jane, one very easy way to get experience and also to meet some very interesting and dedicated people who care about the issues and are doing something about it is to join a local environmental group and volunteer to help with one of its projects. A lot of the local groups are always looking for volunteers. There is more work to do than there are people to do it. So, it would allow you an excellent opportunity to get good practical experience. There are a lot of groups, large and small, in our area that you could volunteer with. If waterway restoration is something that interests you, I could introduce you to a group that I know well. They are a nice bunch and would certainly appreciate the help.
It does interest me, and I really want to do something about cleaning up the river. But you see, I'm taking classes full-time and have a part-time job, too. I'm really busy, and I'm not sure I have time for volunteering. That's why I was thinking of a paid job.
Let me suggest another option, then. You could do an independent study project. You would work with a sponsor and design a project, and you could do the project while you volunteer with a local environmental organization. For example, you could help the organization test water samples and write an analysis about it.
That sounds great. Does that mean an independent study project would take the place of a regular class?
As long as you find a sponsor and get approval from the department, then yes. In that case, you could get credit for your project just as if you were taking a regular class.
Neat.
1. Based on information from the conversation, indicate whether or not each statement is correct. Place a check mark in the correct box.